Well, good evening, everybody, and welcome along to Ireland Calling, the fairy tale of New York City there, the Pogues, Shane McGann and Kirsty McCall getting the show off. We've got a bit of a Christmas feel to the programme tonight, a couple of Christmas songs thrown in there, and you're listening to Ireland Calling, which has been broadcasting now for over, I think, about 35 years. And thanks to the Hugh Green Group, who've been sponsoring the programme for the last almost 20 years, we're keeping the show on the road here. And you're listening to us in Auckland on a Wednesday night, Christchurch Saturday, and Wellington Capity Coast on Sunday. Greetings to our listeners that are listening on the podcast overseas on planetaudio.org.nz. We'll bring you all the latest news from Ireland tonight, and we'll have plenty of music, and we won't be going anywhere over the holidays. Ireland Calling will still be broadcasting on the stations you're listening to us tonight, but we'll continue with the music. I know a number of people are heading home to Ireland. Our hearts are in Ireland this time of the year. I know I've been back there for the last two Christmases, but staying put this year. And I think for everybody who's going home, I wish you safe travelling over the next few days. And for those of us left behind, our heart is in Ireland this time of year. the Wolf Tones and My Heart Is in Ireland, and you're listening to Ireland Calling, and with me, Oliver Lee. Right, no government elected in Ireland yet, but we're hoping to have a Ken Corla, our chairman of the Dáil, elected tomorrow, Irish and New Zealand time tonight, our time here. And it looks like that Verona Murphy from Westford, a former Fine Gael member, obviously elected as an independent at the last election, might get the job. The former Ken Corla is keen, and so is a Sinn Féin candidate owner, Soda, and who else? There's another, Michael Moynihan, but it looks like that the next government will be made up of Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael, and a group of like-minded independents led by former Fine Gael Minister Michael Lowry. So negotiations have been happening over the last weeks, but it's expected that the programme for government will then be sorted out early in the new year, and they would hope that by mid-January the government will be in place. Current Taoiseach Simon Harris, he'd certainly be replaced by Micheál Martin in the next government, although he'd probably be back in again, whether it's for 2.5 years or 2 years, that has to be all worked out. But he's in the news at the moment, as you will have seen in the local media here. Israel closed its embassy in Dublin at the weekend, accusing Ireland of being anti-Semitic. So I see Michael D. Higgins has come out today, and he's basically said that Israeli politicians have some cheek calling Irish government anti-Semitic, just because the Irish people and the government are in disagreement with the Prime Minister Netanyahu and the continuing war with Gaza. Certainly Irish people, as everybody was around the world, were shocked and horrified by the events of October the 7th last year, but it's the response that has angered a lot of people, and certainly a lot of people in Ireland are pro-Palestine, having their own state. So that's been making the news for the last few days. And just a breaking story tonight, I mentioned last week about the continuing investigation into the death of disappearance and presumed death of Kieran Duran, a boy that would be 8 now if he was still alive. He's been scared to suspect that he was killed and body buried over 2 years ago. So last week they interviewed a woman of interest who was released without charge, and then a man of interest who was released without charge on Friday night. But breaking news literally now is that the suspect that was arrested and his house was searched, his body was found this afternoon in his home, a suspected suicide. So whether or not this will have implications into finding out who killed young Karen, we'll have to wait and see. All right, we're going to continue on with a bit more music, and let's go Rod Stewart and Silent Night. Around yon virgin Rod Stewart still going strong, and he would have been a happy man at the weekend after Celtic beat Rangers in the Scottish League Cup final in a penalty shootout. You're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. Well, it was a big weekend for the clubs in Ireland for sport, and I'm happy to say that my team, Kilkerran Clonburn Ladies, have won the All-Ireland Club Senior Football Championship for the fourth time in a row after beating Kilmacud Crokes from South Dublin in Croke Park on Saturday evening. And celebrations are continuing down there through the week, and this is an outstanding achievement for a rural club, two parishes, Kilkerran and Clonburn. I think there might be a total of about 130 young girls playing football from under six right up to senior level, and led by a good friend of mine, Willie Ward. Willie played with our club for many years, and Willie's two daughters were on the team, and one of Willie's daughters, Nicola, was voted the Ladies Gaelic Footballer of the Year a few weeks ago. So great celebrations, and big celebrations up further in New Inn, where Sarsfields in County Galway, around the New Inn area, they won the Senior Camogie Club Final after being beaten last year. And that team was coached by none other than Hopper McGrath, Michael McGrath, that played for Galway for many years. And he had six of his daughters on the team at one stage. So great excitement. Early January, we'll see the semi-finals of the senior football. Sarsfields and are taking on Nafina. And no, that's in the final of the hurling, which is in January. But in the football, you've got Coola from Dublin are playing Coolera, Strandhill from Sligo. Then you've got Dr. Crows versus Errigal Kieran. Sarsfields, they won their semi-final at the weekend. And Nafina, Sarsfields beat Lochneil, and Nafina beat Lochray in Galway, both winning their matches by a single point. We'll run through some of the other scores quickly. Munster had a bad loss away in France in the Heineken Cup. Connacht had a good win in France, and Ulster beaten at home, and Leinster just scraped through at home. So certainly there's a lot to play for before the squads for the Six Nations are picked. Of course, Six Nations kicks off in January. Right, we'll keep on moving here, and it is a beautiful day here in Auckland, so we'll play you too. Out of luck. beautiful day, and it's certainly a beautiful day here in Auckland today. Weather quite warm in New Zealand at the moment, and I see you two are writing some material at the moment and working on a few songs. And I saw Larry Mullen Jr., the drummer, was interviewed last week, and he said they hope to maybe do a bit of tour next year, but it wouldn't be on the big scale of what they've done for many, many years. Right, well, other headlines making papers. I see Enoch Burke's father, Sean, who was in school with me. Enoch has been in and out of jail over his refusal to address a pupil in the school that he taught at in County Westmeath using pronouns. And I'm pretty sure Enoch is still in jail. And his dad knocked over a police officer, a female police officer, during a bit of a disturbance or a scuffle earlier this year. But he didn't apologise. And because he didn't apologise, he's been sent to jail for 2 months. And so that family in the news quite a bit, sadly. Another murder in Northern Ireland at the weekend. A young woman killed and two men have been charged. She was found dead in her Banbridge home. And latest news coming out tonight from the prison service Northern Ireland was that she died from a gunshot wound. Right, many of us here, when people die in Ireland, we go on to rip.ie and check and see details of when funerals and up online. Well, the RIP.ie website was purchased for an undisclosed price earlier this year by the Irish Times, and now news today that from now on you have to pay €100 to list a person's death notice there. And obviously a lot of undertakers are up in arms about this fee. But of course, you did always have to pay to put a death notice into the national papers. And I think the Irish Times would be very expensive, but the other papers all charged, and so do local radio stations. So obviously the RIP.ie site makes a lot of money from advertising. And people, undertakers interviewed today said they think this is a very excessive cost that will be passed on to the bereaved family. It's nothing like it here in New Zealand. It seems to be great service, but it was free up to now. And obviously the Irish Times will be planning to monetize it and make money out of it. What else is happening in Ireland? Well, the weather is not great over there at the moment, and but the other big issue has been the disruption to travel from the UK after Storm Dara. The port in Holyhead was severely damaged. They were hoping that it would be up and running again this week, but news today is that it won't be ready to be operational again before the middle of January at the earliest. And Michael Leary's out having a go at the Irish government and Transport Minister for not acting quicker to get people moving. Of course, they're working to get people into Ireland, and indeed products in and out of Ireland through different ports. But Holyhead Dublin was a very direct route and a very busy route, and legislation has been passed to allow truck drivers to drive over and above the amount of hours that they were allowed to do before this event happened. So Irish Post said that they hope to get pretty much everybody's parcel to them before Christmas Eve, but a lot of work to be done there to try to get that port in Holyhead up and running. All right, we'll move on with Dolores Cain, Never Be the Sun.
You will be the light. leaving the past behind. It's knowing you'll do like you always do, holding you blind, keeping you true. You'll never be the sun.
Dolores Cain and Never Be the Sun, and you're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. So wherever you're listening tonight, I hope you're keeping well, looking forward to having a break over Christmas if you're on the way to head to Ireland. I hope you have a great trip, and I'm sure as we all go back to Ireland this time of the year, you don't go for the weather, but it'll be great to get back to see family and friends. And I'm sure people will be welcoming some family and friends from Ireland here for Christmas. So let's hope everybody has a great Christmas. I'm just looking at the Irish Examiner, and their headlines leads with Garda expected to make more arrests over Kieran Doran's murder despite suspect's death. NECAP announced cancellation of a gig, but breaking news tonight that their movie, These Are the Three Guys from Belfast, has been shortlisted for Best International Movie for the Oscars next year. So that's fantastic news for them. They're coming here in March, but their concerts have sold out. Sentencing adjourned of the Kerry businessman Nathan MacDonald over the record crystal meth find. I think it was over $20 or $30 million worth of meth this guy and a colleague were found with. He was a respected member of the community in Kerry, and had a thriving business in I think it was pretty much in Tralee, but he's facing a hefty prison sentence when sentencing will be handed down in early January. So the case relates to some $33 million worth of crystal meth, which was found concealed in an industrial machine bound for export to Australia back on 15th of February. Gordon Revenue Commissioners found the drugs during a search of a shipping container at the port of Cork in Riga Skiddy. So, yeah, the law does catch up with these people eventually. Right, we're going to continue on. Nice song here, Little Drummer Boy by the City of Prague Philharmonica Orchestra.
Thank you.
little drummer boy, and you're listening to Ireland Calling. Well, I'm just looking at a headline here. Fintan O'Toole, one of Ireland's leading writers, he says in his article in the Irish Times today, we're heading for the second biggest fiscal disaster in the history of the state. The idea that the Green Party was making us all go too far, too fast on climate is the exact opposite of the truth. So the new Fine Gael administration, it'll be like a tanker that has to get into a tricky port, but has just managed to scupper its tugboat. It's one of history's little jokes that the incoming government will be defined above all else by the part of its identity it has sunk. It has, in Michael O'Leary's gleeful phrase, weeded out the Green Party, and yet it has little choice but to go deep emerald. Of course, the Green Party lost 12 of their 13 seats in the recent general election. Just their leader, Roderick O'Gorman, survived. So certainly, if anything happens, the multinationals, when Trump gets into office in on January the 20th, and he starts telling these big US multinational companies to come back and create jobs in America, Ireland could be in trouble. So it'll be interesting to see. But the Irish government have built up a buffer of funds to help Ireland through some stormy waters. But they're absolutely brimming with tax revenue at the moment. And there's a lot of work to be done by the new government. There's certainly housing, health, education are three key areas that they will want to be spending more money on, build more houses. And but the first thing first, they need to get an agreement from a group of like-minded independents that you can't really achieve much being an independent unless you're a Healy Ray down in Kerry. You seem to get everything you want for your region. But if another group of independents have come together and they have basically said they'll support the government, and they will have to stick with the good and the bad times over the next 5 years, but as a result of their support, they'll end up likely with one senior minister, one super junior minister, and maybe two or three junior ministries. It'll be a revolving Taoiseach between Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, but the term of the Taoiseach being in office has to be determined obviously with negotiations. Fianna Fáil thinks they've got 10 seats more than Fine Gael. Maybe Micheál Martin should be Taoiseach for 3 years and Simon Harris Taoiseach for two, but all that will have to be worked out over the next few weeks of negotiations. A road I lived on for many years, Raglan Road.
On Raglan Road, of an autumn day, I saw her first and knew that her dark hair would weave a snare that I might one day rue. I saw the danger and I passed along the enchanted way. And I said, let grief be a fallen leaf at the dawning of the day. On Grafton Street in November, we trip lightly. Ravine where can be seen the worth of passion's pledge, the queen of hearts still making tart, and I'm not making a hay. Oh, I loved too much, and by such is happiness thrown. of sound and stone, and word and tin to without stint. I gave her poems to say, with her own name there and her own dark hair, like clouds over fields of May. On a quiet street where old ghosts meet, I see her walking. When the angel woos, the clay he'd lose his wings at the dawn of day.
Raglan Road, written by Patrick Kavanagh, sung there beautifully by Luke Kelly. And many other Irish artists have recorded it, but a fantastic version there by the great Luke Kelly. And you're listening to Ireland Calling. If you've tuned in, you missed the first 40 minutes of the programme. Have a look at the RTE website, and Holyhead Port stay closed until at least the 15th of January. Mentioned about RIP.ie charging €100 to list a death notice on the 1st of January. And again, that story about the man questioned last week into the disappearance of Kieran Duran was found dead in his home in Drogheda today. A lot of other bad news. I'm not going to go into that. Ireland beyond legitimate criticism of Israel, according to the this is the Israeli embassy. Israeli embassy in Dublin has said criticism of Israel can be legitimate, but the Irish government has begun legitimate criticism. In a statement today, embassy said that Ireland has promoted steps and rhetoric which attempt to delegitimise Israel. Statement continued, it has libelled the state of Israel by saying it has deliberately starved children, deliberately killed civilians, and is seeking to have the legal definition of genocide redefined in a way that would be used to advance baseless charges. Embassy said the Irish government has chosen to take a very binary approach to a complex conflict, and it's ignored concerns about its one-sided policy against Israel and the rise in anti-Semitism expressed over a long time. A bit worrying, because obviously Trump coming in January in the States is very pro-Israel, and we know that that Irish-American link is very important, so that's going to be interesting to see what happens there. Leinster Rugby had a win at the weekend. Jordy Barrett scored another try on his second appearance for the team. Their line out was a mess, but their coach comes out, he offers an explanation about what went wrong, and Munster, who were badly defeated, certainly young Crowley had a bad game, missed a couple of vital kicks, and he's certainly dropping down the ranks to be Ireland's number one out half when the Six Nations start. But I see where their assistant coach Mossy Lawler is backing his colleague Mike Prendergast to become the province's next head coach. We know that Felix Jones, former Munster player who was part of the English setup, has been released from his contract with England, and whether he might end up getting the job, or other news stories say that he might end up being part of Andy Farrell's Lions team that are touring Australia next year. All right, we continue on, and Sinead O'Connor.
Since you took your love away.
Sinead O'Connor with one of her big hits, Nothing Compares to You. But we're winding down, and this will be my last live programme of the year, but I've recorded some programmes which will go to air on Christmas Day, special Christmas programme next week here in Auckland. And that programme will go out in Christchurch the following Saturday, in Wellington on Sunday. And we've got another programme recorded for the 1st of January. And then I'll be back with a normal programme. And I think the 8th, is it? Maybe I think I might have recorded one for the 8th as well. But anyway, we'll be bringing you all the news of things happening. Hopefully by the time I'm back on the 15th of January, if that's when I'll be doing the first programme live, we'll have an Irish government in place by then. As I said, their first job today is to elect a Speaker of the House. And it looks like Verona Murphy could get the nod there. She seems to have the backing of Fianna Fáil, but there is two candidates. The outgoing Ken Corla is keen to continue, not for a full term, but for a half a term. That's probably never been done before, because the Speaker of the House gets a free reign. The following election doesn't have to contest the election. They can, they're automatically elected. And the Ken Corla's job comes with a nice salary of about €255,000. Angus Osuda, Sinn Féin man, said if he was elected, he'd take probably half that salary. I'm sure it comes with a car and a few other perks as well. But that's be the first job they'll do tomorrow. And then it looks like everything will be adjourned for Christmas while negotiations continue with Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael, and the group of eight like-minded independents that are keen to be involved in government. Right, we'll continue on with one more song before we come back and finish up. We'll go with the Priests and Hark the Herald Angels Sing.
Oh.
Right, well, that's about it from me for another year. I want to thank you for tuning in throughout the year. I wish you all a very Merry Christmas and a great 2025. And thanks again to the Hugh Green Group for their continued support. Leave you tonight with the Oh Come All You Faithful, the Irish Tenors. Good night, goodbye, and God bless.
Your community.